T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, December 2nd. Last month of the year, can you believe it?
Yeah, chilly. It was getting chilly today, too. We'll be down to the 30s overnight.
So there's a new study out that found 33% of people said that they know someone whose employer has actually fired someone at the office because of their social media conduct.
I believe it.
40% said that their own company is very strict about their social media usage outside of work, which is kind of interesting because there's really no standardization as to what you can and can't do.
I think people pretty much know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You can't snort crack in the company logo t-shirt.
No.
And then post it online. It just doesn't work.
You and your silly rules. Yeah, they really do say that it really, you know, even when you think you're deleting things from social media, there is a good chance that someone has got a record of it. So be aware as you are putting stuff up on social media. If you wake up before 5:30 in the morning, by golly, you are a genius. New study finds that 1 in 3 high achievers said that they set their alarms early to allow more time for meditating, networking, and even checking emails. 37% of the people who consider themselves successful say they get 6.5 hours of sleep per night, which is below average, but apparently waking up early has its benefits. Although 53% of those people said who wake up early said that they haven't noticed much of a benefit to their career.
That's because they're not awake.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I think it does work, though. I find that I get more done because I'm up for the morning show, and then I go on to my other job, too. And then by the end of the day, I feel pretty accomplished.
It really is because, I mean, at least to me, and I don't say this in a bad way, but I can work uninterrupted. I don't have people stopping by. I don't have phone calls. I don't have emails that need to be immediately addressed. It's just I can get things done. So if you have a Google Nest Hello doorbell, well, you've got some very nice holiday treasures you can activate when people push your doorbell. You can have a Christmas theme, a Hanukkah theme, a New Year's Eve theme, or a winter theme. Each theme has particularly 10 different chimes associated with it. All you need to do is open up your Nest app and then click on settings and click on doorbell theme, and there you go. Right. Did you look and see if Ring does that?
Ring doesn't have it, yeah.
Oh, man.
Come on, Ring. Get with it.
That's kind of
I know.
This is a pretty cool app. It's called Mellow because when you really think about in a world having immediate gratification and instant credit, a lot of times when you turn 18, you're flooded with credit card offers, and by 19, you're flat broke, probably going to do bankruptcy or you're behind in payments.
Wow.
So it really does pay for parents to kind of give that talk about how to manage money. And there's a website called, or excuse me, an app called Mellow, which is actually designed to help teach kids aged 6 through 18 how credit works in real-world scenarios. So instead of paying your kid in cash for like their allowance, you would actually put it into this particular account, which is tied up to a MasterCard debit card. So they can actually use it as you would normally. And then they can see how much money they're being saved, how much they're spending, what they're spending the money on, and when they're going to get more money deposited into your account. It's kind of like a regular debit card, but
it's like Venmoing your kids' money. But you know what I love is, like, we didn't have, I think I had economics for like 6 months in all of my high school.
Right.
But like you said, Storm, it was like supply and demand and stuff like that. It was not necessarily basic balancing of the checkbook, and also just like how to pay your credit cards off each month and what the interest meant and all that stuff.
Right, and that's the thing. You think that you're going to put $100 on your on credit and think you're going to pay $100 back. That doesn't work that way. You pay $100 and then some, and it takes a while to do that. So that's kind of what this app does. It fully lets you control it. It's absolutely great. It got great reviews. It's for Apple and Android. We have links up on our website. So after Thanksgiving, apparently more Americans are considering ditching the traditional Thanksgiving foods and sort of new traditions. There was a poll saying that 27% of Americans are tired of traditional Thanksgiving foods like stuffing, sweet potato, cranberry, and pumpkin pie. One survey actually found 45% of people have already tried cooking non-traditional foods for Thanksgiving or plan on doing so in the future.
Interesting. You're
the thing is that I don't really like that kind of food anyway, you know, and then we eat it once a year, and it's good because we're supposed to, and it goes with the holiday, but I'm not regularly seeking out just like turkey breast and cranberries, you know?
Yeah, I think it depends on when you survey the people. But just right before Thanksgiving, they're probably all for it. But
yeah,
today might not be the best day because I have stuffing in my lunchbox.
Well, and it's kind of true. Like for me, I like ham. I'm not so much of a turkey guy. And I like sliced deli turkey, but for some reason, turkey breasts are just, it's dry to me, and, and it's wasteful because there's so much turkey. Even when you buy a small one, it's it's way too much turkey. So, and plus, you know, you talk about more of the veganism movement and vegetarian. A lot of people are switching their diets up a little bit, so it's kind of interesting there. And then finally, we learned if you love Dunkin' Donuts and candles, this is the gift for you because they've teamed up with a company called Homesick Candles to create three Dunkin'-scented candles. One's called the Original Blend Coffee, one's called Peppermint Mocha Flavored Coffee, and the other one's Old Fashioned Donuts.
Has anybody ever tried just putting a wick in a donut and setting it on fire and see what happens?
I feel like that's a bad idea.
I'm curious, though.
Hold my beer, Storm. Yeah. Let's find
out. I know.
I don't want to do it at
Florida
my house.
Story in the making.
Let's do it at your house.
But these candles are sell for $30 a pop. And you can buy them on the Homesick website for a limited time. I guess if you have, it's funny, my sister-in-law, she's from the she's from the Northeast, and you know I don't drink coffee. But when she was down here visiting, she kept looking for Dunkin', and I kept thinking she wanted donuts. And I thought,
it's definitely the coffee.
You have great figure for wanting donuts. Yeah, apparently she despises Starbucks, and it's Dunkin' is the coffee of choice in her neck of the woods. So this would be
When you're up there, oh my gosh, there's a Dunkin' like every 5 feet. Yeah. It's crazy. So definitely
in Boston at Fenway Park. Dunkin' Donuts has its own suite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like the next
it's
to the
so
owner's
excessive.
Suite.
Right?
Oh, okay. So it definitely is more of a Northeast thing.
A little farther north, it's Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons?
That's the big one in Canada.
Ah, how about that? But anyways, you can get them through the Homesick website if you're interested. And that's our show for today, Monday, December 2nd. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Your scale is a liar. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.